episode 793, What is on the Other Side of Fear?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a glorious day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And guess what? It is a brand new week. And that means you have the opportunity to impact greater than you did yesterday. You have been given a gift. Are you ready to use it? Because today we are chatting about what is on the other side of fear. It is Mindful Monday. And we've got to get our mindset where we need to be in order to achieve the dreams and the goals that we have set out, that God has given you specifically. But before we do that, let's give a huge shout out and a welcome to all of our brand new family members. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. If you want to impact, you got to know what is on the other side of fear, right? You got to get past that fear because fear is this unpleasant emotion that we deal with daily. Think about what you do in your day-to-days, your conversations. When you talk to your spouse, sometimes you buy something and then you are afraid, you're fearful of telling him, oh, I made this purchase. And it may have only been a $20 purchase. It may have been a $2,000 purchase, but whatever it is, there's still fear that's there. It's those threats, the dangers, the pain. But what is on the other side of fear? If we could just peek around the corner, remember when you were little? Okay, maybe you don't remember, but as a mom, you remember playing it with your children. Peekaboo. That's what you want to do, right? It's like playing peekaboo around the corner to see all the glory that awaits. Do you think if you saw that, would you be fearful? Probably not. When you played peekaboo with your child, when you said peekaboo, did they go, ah, and they ran away? No, they giggled and they smiled from ear to ear. They were like, yes, more, play the game more. But what happens when we grow up? That game isn't a game anymore, is it? We begin to settle in. We let the fear grow. We let the fear rob us. We have bondage to fear. It envelops our lives. Would you be willing to do what it takes to get to the other side of fear if you knew that glory was there? Because that's where God desires you to be. He can't make you, though, do the work. You must be willing to make the changes and put in the effort and the energy for the glory to be revealed. You know those dreams that you have? Those are dreams that God gave you. Those are little seeds that were planted within you. With all the experiences and the growing up and all the journey, the long journey, the different paths you've taken, a different fork in this road, a different knife in this road. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? It all hasn't been hunky-dory, not something, everything that you want to celebrate, but you know what? It's brought you to where you are today. And God desires to have you on the other side of fear, but it takes you. Are you willing to play peekaboo? To see what's around the corner. So before, though, we look around that corner for you, I got to ask you this. What would it look like if you never saw the other side of fear? Maybe the side where you sit now. The fear that is holding you back. The fear that you have adopted as your own excuses as to why you can't do something. I can't do this because I may get in trouble, or I don't have enough finances, or it's just not the right time. You know what? There's never the right time. We hear that all the time, right? Time is what we make it. We can choose to sleep in 2 or 3 or 4 extra hours and lose that time and attempt to add it on to the end of our day, but are we really that productive? We just live and we accept the excuses because ultimately we don't want to play peekaboo. We don't want what's on the other side. So if that's truly where you are, you know what? That's okay. I want you to understand that and say, you know what? Wash your hands of it and go and live your life. Because I don't want you walking around in guilt. But if you question what is on the other side of fear and you want to play that game, then don't take your earbuds out yet. I want you to listen and listen closely. Because it's time to break the chains, the bondage of fear that's holding you back. You want to know what is on the other side of fear? Then let's look. What do you envision for you? What do you envision for your family? What are your dreams? What gives you hope? What drives your heart? It's great to answer all those questions, isn't it? Because you see, that is what's on the other side of fear. But it's the fear that's holding you back. And when that happens, you're never going to see the other side of fear. You're just going to be held hostage to it. And you're going to be all right with that. And like I said before, if you're okay with that, then fine. Wash your hands, take your earbuds out. You're done. Continue living your life. But what is on the other side of the fear is you. It's your best selfie. It's who God is creating you to be. However, when you're trapped in the atmosphere of fear, and that's all you can see, you're never going to see the other side. You're never going to be willing to do peekaboo. We don't understand that there is more. You see, what God created is on the other side. He's trying to mold you and make you and create you into being the woman, the man that he has designed, not the way we want it designed. And that sometimes means that, yes, we have to walk through this fear, this yuckiness in our life, the excuses, the self-doubt. Whatever fear you want to throw, whatever snowball you want to create, yeah, it's all sometimes in the mind. And sometimes because of things that happen to us and we adopt those and we say, oh, well, if that happened, it's going to happen again. And so I'm never going to get over it. So I'm just not going to move. But we don't understand that there is more. We can begin to think about that glimpse of what it would look like on the other side. But then what happens is we have all those fears that creep back in and steal all the hope and dreams. The dreams that God gave you. And then it's like, why even try? I do this and I'm tired of this roller coaster ride. I was on a roller coaster ride earlier in my life. And I was probably, I think I was maybe close to fourth grade-ish, maybe. I don't know. But I can remember when I saw my first scary movie. I was babysitting. And it was in the days where you didn't have, you know, you could not actually binge watch on Netflix or Hulu or all of those other channels. We didn't have, you know, Dish and DirecTV and all these options of watching. We had like three channels and that was it. And maybe you'd get one other one if you were in the right area and your rabbits were pointing right. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so I'm old. Bear with me here. But this scary movie got me because I was babysitting one night, this cute, adorable little blonde girl, and I don't remember her name, and her parents were out. It was really, really late. It was way past the news hour. I think we were getting into the 11, 12 o'clock hour, and we're like, that's not late anymore. Back then, to me, that was really late. I was little. And the scary movie came on, but I needed something to keep me awake. Of all things to be watching, right, is this scary movie to keep me awake. Oh, yeah, I was awake, all right. And I'm not really sure of the name, but I think it was The Blob. Do you remember that? If you're old enough to remember that, yeah. Okay, I know you're laughing at me right now, aren't you? But it truly was The Blob, and it was about this blob. And it started out kind of small, but it would come in, and it would take its victims, and it would grow over time. And you know what? I look at it now and what little bits I can remember in my head, because I only watched it that one time when I was babysitting. Never saw it again. But that blob is stuck in my head. And it's like when I want to peek around the corner, it's that fear that goes, ha, 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 I'm going to get you now. And I'm like, okay. And I run away. It is scary. And that's what happens with us and fear, that we see that and we're like, oh my gosh. And our mindset of fear grows and the mindset of abundance shrinks. It stalls out. The curiosity of what is on the other side of fear exists, but we are afraid to look because of what's right in front of us, the blob. It's got our attention. We don't want to move. We're frozen. We're absolutely still. And the thing is, it continues to grow because it takes that self-doubt that you have. Every thought that's negative, it goes, whoa, I got it. And it grows bigger, doesn't it? And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And pretty soon, you've got this monstrosity of a giant standing in front of you. And there's no way that you can peek around the corner. You can't even see what's on the other side because of what's right in front of you. You're looking face to face with the giant. It's the Goliath. It's the dream slayer. It's stealing all your hopes and dreams, and it is loving every minute of it. This is your horror movie right now, and it's your life. But that's because you are adopting the idea and the fact that fear reigns more than God. God can conquer anything. The last Mindful Monday that we did, I'll put the link in the episode for the show notes for you. But we were talking about where are you empty? And we were talking about the David and Goliath. Where are you with your Goliath? Because you see, David wasn't focused on that honking huge Goliath in front of him. Goliath was undefeated. He was huge. David was just a wee little thing, probably short like me. I stopped growing when I was in middle school. If I saw how big this Goliath was, I probably would want to run the other direction. The thing was, is he was not focused on the Goliath, the giant that stood in front of him. He was focused on God. You know when you have a candle and it's burning, and there's just enough wick left. It's barely lit, but it's there. That's the glimmer of hope within you still. That's the peekaboo around the corner. That's what God continues to have lit for you. He's waiting because he wants you to see what is on the other side of fear. He keeps it alive for you. He wants you to face your fears. He wants you to know that, yes, that Goliath is there. The blob is standing in front of you. But you know what? That little glimmer that's on the other side, focus on me. I'm here for you. I'm stronger than anything before you. God is waiting for you. He wants you to play peekaboo with him. He wants you to see what is on the other side of fear. So what does that look like to you here on earth? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on what matters. Focus on what matters to you. We've talked about the power of one. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And I truly mean it's the one, that little glimmer of hope that's barely lit. It will never go out because God is always with you. God's got this. But you've got to be willing to do the one step at a time. You want to write? Are you writing? Write 3 sentences for me every day. Start today. What are your first 3 sentences? I am not telling you to give me a title. I'm not telling you to give me the subject, the headline. Just write 3 sentences. Now you're writing. And then tomorrow, write 3 more sentences. And the next day, write 3 more sentences. And the next day, write 3 more. And the next day, write 3 more. You know what? You now just wrote 2.5 paragraphs. 15 sentences. Monday through Friday, that's it. Pretty soon, you know what that 3 is going to end up? 15 sentences a day. 15 sentences a day are going to end up in the next couple weeks to 30 sentences a day to 60 sentences a day. Pretty soon, you'll be writing 500 to 1,000 words every single day, and you won't even blink an eye. But it takes one step. One step. That doesn't mean that you have to go back and edit every time. No, that's not what I said. It's one step. The editing will come over time. But you have to begin to write. If I sat down and said, you know what? I want to have a podcast and I want to reach hundreds and thousands of people globally. And I did think about that. And I was like, you know, and my kids were like, yeah, Mom, you're going to be reaching millions. And I said, I'm glad you think so. And I'm like, maybe not so much. I don't know that I want to go that far. And butterflies started getting in my tummy. If I let those butterflies hang on to me, do you think I'd be sitting here at episode 793 about ready to hit number 800 episodes? No. Because the blob would have sucked me in and I would have been the victim. Stop being the victim. Start taking action. Focus on what matters. The power of one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have ultimately got to keep your focus on God, that little light that shines so bright. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Are you willing to let your light shine? To let His light grow bigger. Bigger than any blob, any fear, any Goliath that is facing you right now. You decide. It's up to you. Is fear going to win? Are you going to be the victim? Or do you choose today to be the victor? Standing in victory with God holding you. Yeah, that's it. Maybe you want some help. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to walk beside you. We need accountability. We need someone else's eyes and someone else's, you know, not necessarily opinions, but mentorship to come in and help us. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin the conversation. We can set up a time to chat. I am here for you. But you have to take what? The first step. Focus on what matters. That is your kiss. Because you know what? God created you on purpose for a purpose. Don't let that scary blob, that Goliath in front of you, claim champion. Because God created a champion in you. Go out and live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.